So Jerry, just first question I want to ask is, how important do you think these public meetings are as a way in engaging with the public heading up to election time?
Well, I actually think we should be doing town hall meetings all the time. We're doing it in the south. And I think it's good for the platform to listen. Sometimes the platform says questions and answers. I prefer the notion of discussion and debate and criticism and questions as well, of course. So I think it keeps you connected. I've never went to one of these meetings without coming away having learned something.
And just from a student perspective, because obviously a lot of our listeners will be students, obviously cuts coming in with the Department of Education and Learning and a lot of talk on tuition fee rises. How do you see that? What's your opinion on that?
Well, students need to mobilise. They need to make their voices heard. Need to make sure that they aren't penalised. And, you know, there should be access to education at all levels for everybody. And the burdens carried by working class folks who make big sacrifices to put their kids through. So raise your voices.
And just one other thing that a lot of young people seem to be talking about at the moment, because it was obviously topical with the Scottish referendum, was the voting age. And we've seen a massive turnout among young people with the voting age lowered to 16 in Scotland. Do you think that's something that should be coming
in?
Yeah,
that's our party position, that it should be 16. You can do lots of things when you're 16. You should be allowed to vote.
And just one final question I have to ask you on the recent comments with regards to Irish language. I myself was at a lecture by Linda Irvine and it was very informative on the actual rich connection of the Protestant people and the language. I mean, do you see the comments made recently, specifically by Gregory Campbell, I mean, as damaging the language, and how do you see the language going forward, especially with regards to unionist attitude towards it?
Well, I think that many unionists would be scundered by his remarks. I wouldn't pay too much heed to it. The language is very, very strong. It's going to continue to grow in strength. People will have an Ach na Gaeilge, and we shouldn't be diverted or distracted. The language is also everyone's heritage. You know, Derry, Belfast, Shankill, Ballymena, you know, all derived from very, very rich Gaelic tradition of place names. Our own constructions, even in English, are Hiberno English. So we shouldn't be distracted.
Thanks very much, Jerry, for your time.
Okay,
much appreciated.
Mahu, good to meet you.
Thanks. Take care.